弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
啊，感谢主的恩典，我们可以在安息日啊，虽然外面天气很冷，我们也能够来到教会啊，一起来敬拜神。
Thank God that even though today is very cold, that we can all come together to worship God。
啊，愿主耶稣的恩惠跟我们同在。
May the grace of God be with us all。
啊，让我们可以在主里享受安息啊，能够啊一起来敬拜啊，蒙神悦纳。
So that in Him we may be able to have a Sabbath rest.
奉主耶稣圣名啊，一起来学习道理。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Word of God.
啊，今天早上来学习建立在神殿的侍奉。
Today we'll study standing in the house of God to serve.
我们人要成长，基本上是要愿意服侍的啊，所以侍奉会带来成长。
For us to grow, we all need to serve. 啊。
一个孩子会不会有没有长大成熟，就看他会不会懂得在家里侍奉。
For a child to see if he has grown up, it is whether or not he can, do work in the house. 啊，
所以父母亲如果看到孩子，他会主动的参与家里的事情，他会关心他这个家，表示这个孩子是成长，而且是渐渐成熟。
If a parent sees that their child is proactively helping around the house, then they can see that their child has grown up and matured.
啊，如果孩子他在成长过程当中又懂得去关心别人，然后去爱人，然后甚至会主动付出，我们就知道说这个孩子已经啊成长到可以啊离开父母，建立他自己的生活了。
And if in their growing process you see that they are caring for others and looking out for others, then they can be able to leave their parents then.
啊，所以我们到底生命有没有啊成长成熟到可以独立，就看我们是不是会主动的侍奉。
So in our lives, we can see whether we have grown is whether we serve.
那我们在教会里面啊，我们的灵命有没有成熟，其实跟我们的侍奉有关系。
And in our spiritual life, whether we have grown is related to our servitude as well.
今天早上来从所罗门他建圣殿的时候，他所做的几件事情，来谈一谈在神家里的侍奉。
So we'll look at how Solomon built the temple and how it relates to our own servitude.
历代之下从第二章以后都在讲第二章到第七章，基本上都是跟圣殿有关系的。道理。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 2 to chapter 7 is all about building the temple.
啊，因为所罗门他是在神的旨意底下啊被生下来，而且啊坐上了以色列的国位。
Yes, Solomon was born according to God's will and became the king of Israel.
啊，所罗门并没有用政治的手段去争取王位。
He did not use his own abilities to take over the kingship.
啊，是神赐给他的啊，所以他知道他的生命跟他的啊现在所用的一切都是从神来的。
But it is a position that God had given him, so he knows that everything in his life is given from God.
那他也知道神要他做什么。
And he knew what God wanted him to do.
他的父亲大卫也特别一直跟他叮咛，他要啊要来积极的建设神的殿。
And his father David had also constantly reminded him that he needs to build the temple of God.
所以所罗门坐上国位的第一件事情就是要建设神的殿。
So the first task when Solomon became king was to build a temple.
我们在历代之下就看到这样的一个顺序。当他被高利做王之后，这是在第一章。第二章他就是开始建设神的殿了。
So in 2 Chronicles, the order of events we see is in chapter 1, he becomes king, and in chapter 2, he begins to build the temple.
然后他预备的材料，他预备的工人，接下去他就积极的着手建设神的殿。
He first prepared materials and workers, and then he began to build the temple.
照神的旨意，一一的把圣殿里面应该有的建筑器皿都把它建设好。
And according to God's will, he built it and furnished it according to God's direction.
那到第五章，我们就看到这个圣殿完成之后，他把约柜迎到了圣殿里面来。
And in chapter 5, we see when the temple was completed, he brought the ark into the temple.
那这个就是我们现在所说的，像一个教会建筑完成之后，要把它奉献给神的典礼，叫做献殿礼。
And for us today, we also know that when a church is completed, we will have a dedication service.
就是把这个地方分别出来归给神。
It is to separate this location for God.
那也是立了神的名，所以这个地方是属神的。
And it is to exalt the name of God, so this place belongs.
所以这个殿成为神的家。
And this temple belongs to God.
是神居住的所在。
And it is where God resides.
那第五章到最后的时候，我们看到神的荣耀、神的荣光充满了这个殿。
So at the end of chapter 5, we see that the house of God was filled with the glory of God.
然后到了第六章，就是在这个献殿的过程当中，所罗门王所做的祷告。
And chapter 6 is the prayer that Solomon made during the dedication.
那第七章就是他祷告完之后，神对所罗门的祷告的回应。
And in chapter 7, it is the response to Solomon's prayer from God.
那神特别跟所罗门说，要这个殿要能够建立这个你的国位要能够存到永远的条件是什么？
And God told him the requirements for his kingdom to last forever.
那这一段经文跟列王记上从第三章以后也有关系，我们可以对照看的。
And this passage relates to First Kings chapter 3.
到列王记上的第八章、第九章所以第三章到第九章基本上跟历代志下第二章到第七章是平行的，我们可以对照看。
So First Kings chapter 3 to chapter 9 is parallel to Second Chronicles.
那我们现在在读历代志下。
So right now we are reading Second Chronicles.
那我们现在就来看在所罗门建圣殿当中有几件特殊的他所建的，那对我们今天在教会的侍奉很重要小弟提出来跟大家互相勉励。
So we'll look at the process of how Solomon built a temple, and we'll see a few points that we can learn from.
所罗门他所建的圣殿，基本上他是按照神所指示的。
How Solomon built the temple was completely according to God's direction.
这里面的结构样式是神亲自指示大卫画下来交给所罗门执行的。
The design of the temple was given from God.
那圣殿其实是它的前身，就是神在旷野所造的会幕。
And the temple was based off the tabernacle that God had made in the wilderness.
当初神要摩西建造会幕。
At that time, God had Moses build the tabernacle.
当会幕立起来的时候，神的荣耀也是充满了整个会幕。
And when the tabernacle was completed, the glory of God also filled the tabernacle.
那现在圣殿它基本上的样式都跟会幕相似。
So the design of the temple is very similar to the design of the tabernacle.
只是它的大小变大了。
But it is now much larger.
它里面因为那个空间变大，它里面的物品变多了。
And because the space is larger, there are more things inside as well.
那在旷野的时代，百姓他们是漂流各地的，他们在旷野旅行，所以他们没有一个固定的地点。
While the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they were moving around.
但是到了圣殿建筑的时候，百姓他们已经稳定的居住在神应许的迦南地了。
But when the temple was built, the Israelites were living a steady life in the kingdom of Israel.
圣殿被建筑的时候，就是这个国家稳定和太平，而且神他选择这个地方来建设他的殿。
So when the temple was built, the kingdom was in peace, and this is where God had chosen for the temple to be built.
如果对照会幕的时代跟在圣殿建筑的时候，有几件事情是很特殊的。
So if we compare the tabernacle to the temple, there are a few interesting similarities.
我们现在看历代志上历代志下第三章。
Let's first look at Second Chronicles chapter 3.
历代志下第三章。
Second Chronicles chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
历代志下三章第十节。
Second Chronicles chapter 3 verse 10.
在至圣所按照像的法旨造两个基路伯，用金子包裹。
Ten in the most holy place, he made two cherubim, fashioned by carving, and overlaid them with gold.
十一节说，两个基督伯的翅膀共长二十轴，这基督伯的一个翅膀长五轴，挨着殿这边的墙，那一个翅膀也长五轴，与那基督伯的翅膀相接。
11. The wings of the cherubim were 20 cubits in overall length. One wing of the one cherub was 5 cubits touching the wall of the room, and the other wing was 5 cubits touching the wing of the other cherub.
12节，那基督伯的一个翅膀长五轴，挨着殿那边的墙，那一个翅膀也长五轴，与这基督伯的翅膀相接。
One wing of the other cherub was 5 cubits touching the wall of the room, and the other wing also was 5 cubits touching the wing of the other cherub.
13节。两个基督伯张开翅膀，共长二十轴，面向外殿而立。
The wings of these cherubim span 20 cubits overall. They stood on their feet and they faced inward.
这里就是在至圣所里面，圣殿里面的至圣所。现在所罗门他另外造了两个基督伯，是张开翅膀站在至圣所的。
So here in the most holy place in the temple, Solomon had built two large cherubims.
那这两个基督伯，他每一个都有两个翅膀，一个翅膀五轴，所以张开翅膀就是十轴。
And each cherubim had two wings, which are 5 cubits long each, so 10 cubits
total. 那两个基督伯的翅膀要相接，所以当他们把翅膀张开的时候，那翅膀接翅膀，而且他两边的翅膀刚好都挨着那个两边的墙。
And so the two wings were spread across, and they were touching each other, and also touching the wall of the room.
那至圣所里面的那个宽度就刚好二十轴。
And the width of the most holy place was exactly 20.
那圣经特别说，这两个基督伯他们是面向外殿而立哈。
And the Bible says that these cherubim faced inwards.
那英文是说他 face inward 哈，其实他的意思就是他的面是对着那个圣所的。
In English it says inward, but this means that they are facing the holy place.
所以他们是站在至圣所张开翅膀，然后面向圣所。
So they are standing in the most holy place, looking towards the holy place.
好，那我们如果看会幕的时代，在会幕至圣所里面，他没有别的东西，就只有约柜。
So if we think about the time of the tabernacle, in the most holy place, there was only the Ark of the Covenant.
那在约柜上面如果我们还记得的话，约柜上面有两个基督伯是用金子锤出来的。
And on the Ark, there were two small cherubims made of gold.
那这个约柜的上头就是施恩座，施恩座其实就是两个基督伯，他面向的约柜脸朝下看着约柜，然后他当作那个约柜的盖子。
And on the ark was the mercy seat, and these cherubims faced inwards towards the ark.
所以在会幕的时代，至圣所里面就只有这个约柜，那就是一个箱子，上面有一个盖子，然后那这个箱子的顶端有两个基督伯面向约柜看着他。
So in the most holy place of the tabernacle, there was only an ark of the covenant inside, which is a box with a cover, and there are cherubims on it looking inwards.
那现在在圣殿的时代，至圣所里面现在多这两个站立的很高大的基督伯。
But now in the time of the temple, there are now these two large cherubims standing.
他们就好像这个在看守圣殿至圣所的那个卫兵一样的。
It is as if they are guarding the most holy place.
那我们现在看，他现在先造这两个基督伯，实际上是用造像的样式做出来的，所以他是用木头做的，但是包上金子。
So these two cherubims were made of wood, but overlaid with gold.
那这两个基督伯是要做什么呢
？What is the purpose of these cherubims?
我们现在看第五章。
Let's now look at chapter 5.
第五章。在圣殿盖好之后，五章的第二节
，Chapter 5 verse 2，
五章的第二节，那时所罗门将以色列的长老、各支派的首领、以色列的族长召聚到耶路撒冷，要把神的约柜从大卫城，就是锡安运上来。
So now Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes. the chief fathers of the children of Israel in Jerusalem, that they might bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord up from the city of David, which is Zion.
在建造圣殿的时候，他们没有再另外制造约柜了。
When they built the temple, they did not make a new ark.
这个约柜是从在摩西那个时代一直留下来，现在要把这个约柜把它迎进到至圣所来。
This is the same ark from the time of Moses, and now they are moving it into the temple.
那圣殿盖好之后，所罗门特别选在隔一年的七月，就是祝棚节的时候，要举行这个盛大的献殿典礼。
And when the temple was completed, Solomon had chosen the next year in the seventh month during the.
就是第三节说了，在七月节期都聚集到王那里，就是把百姓全部都聚集到耶路撒冷。
In verse 3, it is in the seventh month that all the people of Israel gathered together to dedicate the temple.
第四节，以色列众长老来到，利未人便抬起约柜。
For also all the elders of Israel came and the Levites took up the ark.
第五，祭司利未人将约柜运上来，又将会幕和会幕的一切圣器具都带上来了。
Then they brought up the ark, the tabernacle of meeting, and all the holy furnishings that were in their tabernacle. The priests and the Levites brought them up.
我们要记住，在所罗门建圣殿的那个时候，约柜已经在锡安的宝藏里，就是已经被大卫迎进耶路撒冷，放在他所特别搭制的那个帐幕里面。
So, when the temple was being built, David had already brought the ark into the city of Jerusalem. Where
但是摩西所造的那原本的会幕是在基遍。
But originally the ark was,
不是会幕。
Oh, the tabernacle was in Gibeon.
在基遍的所以那里有铜祭坛，那里百姓也是到那个地方去献祭的在基遍。
And this is also where the people would gather to make their sacrifices and offerings.
原本会幕里面的东西，像香坛、像祭坛、像灯台、陈设桌，都是在基遍的会幕里。
And so the altar and the lampstand, all these articles were in the tabernacle in Gibeon.
现在圣殿盖好之后，现在要把约柜迎进至圣所，还要把在会幕原本的这些圣器物都把它搬到圣殿来了。
But now they are moving all these articles into the temple.
那最关键的就是要迎约柜进至圣所。
And the most important is moving the Ark of the Covenant into the temple.
那要搬运约柜，要按照神的指示，就是要由祭司利未人来用抬的。
And moving the Ark must be done according to God's will, which is with Levites.
那所以在第六节，我们来看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
所罗门王和聚集到他那里的以色列全会众都在约柜前献牛羊为祭，多得不可胜数。
Also, King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel who were assembled with him before the ark were sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be counted or numbered for multitude.
他们要迎约柜的时候，他们要献祭的。
When they moved the ark, they had to make sacrifices.
就像当初大卫当王以后，他要迎约柜从基列耶林到耶路撒冷的西安的时候，其实他也是非常充分的准备献祭，然后歌颂赞美神。
Just like when David had moved the ark from Kirjath-Jearim to Jerusalem, he had made many offerings and played a lot of music.
现在一样，现在从西安要把这个约柜运到这个圣殿里面的至圣所来，也是要献祭的。
So in the same way, when they are moving the ark into the temple, they must make sacrifices.
那接下来第七节，祭司就将神的约柜抬进内殿，就是至圣所，放在两个基路伯的翅膀底下。
7. Then the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord to its place into the inner sanctuary of the temple, to the most holy place under the wings of the cherubim.
第八节，基路伯张的翅膀在约柜之上，遮掩约柜和抬柜的杠。
8. For the cherubim spread their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim overshadowed the ark and its poles.
第九节，这杠甚长，杠头在内殿前可以看见，在殿外却不能看见，直到如今还在那里。
9. The poles extended so that the ends of the poles of the ark could be seen from the holy place in front of the inner sanctuary, but they cannot be seen from outside, and they are there to this day.
第十，约柜里唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及后神与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山所放的，除此以外，并无别物。
10, nothing was in the ark except the two tablets which Moses put there at Horeb when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they had come out of Egypt.
我们就看到那个至圣所这两个张着翅膀的基督伯，他们就是要护卫着这个约柜的。
So we see that the two wings of these cherubims are overshadowing the ark.
那这个约柜里面只有放当初神要摩西放进去的他 亲手指所写的这两块石板，就是 十诫。
And the only things in the ark are the two tablets written by God, which are the Ten Commandments.
那这个约柜的上头就是神的施恩座。
So above the ark was the mercy seat.
所以这个就在告诉我们说，今天我们要得到神的恩典的基础，就是我们愿意顺服十诫。
So this tells us that the basics of receiving the mercy of God is obeying the Ten Commandments.
一样，神是从施恩座跟百姓相会讲话的。
God speaks to the people of Israel from the mercy seat.
所以从会幕的时代到圣殿的时代，神跟百姓说话的那个地点都一样，在施恩座那里。
So from the time of the tabernacle to the temple, how God spoke to the people was the same.
所以今天我们要跟神能够交流，我们愿意听到神的指示，或者是我们要能够跟神祷告，呈现出我们的心意的基础，就是我们愿意顺服神的命令。
So for us today, if we want to communicate with God and know the will of God, we must keep the Ten Commandments.
今天我们如果希望说我们的困难能够得到神的帮助，我们有任何的需求，神会愿意顾念我们。我们一定要有一个心智，是我愿意顺服神他所说的一切命令。
If we hope for God to see our troubles and for God to help us, we must obey His commandments.
那有时候我们人就滥用了神的恩典。
But sometimes man may misuse the mercy of God.
或者是我们应该是说我们有时候 abuse 神的慈爱。
Or we may abuse His loving kindness.
就是说我们没有去了解神他为什么爱我们，他爱我们的目的在哪里。
We may not fully understand the reason why God loves us.
神是爱，那是普遍性的，没有人可以怀疑的。
God is love, and this is something that can't be done.
因为如果没有神的爱，我们今天就没有生命，我们不会存活。
Because without God's love, we will not have life today.
我们今天那么冷的天气，有阳光你看多少人多么渴慕不用钱你就出去晒太阳就可以了。
For example, today when it's so cold, we have the sun for free.
那如果你今天要自己特别，你如果到一个什么 SPA 里面去照什么什么什么光线，你要付钱呢。
And if you go to a spa to get a tanning salon, you have to pay for that to get sunlight.
我们今天外面空气很新鲜，你出去外面呼吸也不用钱呢。
And if you go outside to breathe the air, that is also free.
但是今天如果我们生病到医院去，要带氧气筒，没钱，他不让你带上去的。
But today, if you are in the hospital and you need oxygen, you have to pay for that.
所以有时候我们想神的爱，就是在我们的日常生活当中，每一天你没有办法缺乏神的爱而存活，都是因为有神的爱，我们才可以活下去的。
So we can see that in our daily life.Everything is because of God's love.
那所以我们已经在神的爱里面的。
So right now we are in the love of God.
现在神他把他的命令告诉了他的百姓。
And God has given us His commandments.
我们今天如果愿意在我们困难的时候得到神的帮助，我们一定要有一个立志，说神说的话我要去照着去做。
And today, if we want God to help us in our difficulties, we must make a determination to follow His commandments.
那也因为我们愿意顺服神，所以神才把他的心意跟我们表明，跟我们讲话。
And it is only because we are willing to obey God that God will reveal His will to us.
所以他会指示我们所当行的道路。
And God will direct us in the right path.
如果我们有做错事的，神就告诉我们说，我们应该改变，应该走哪条路才对。
And if we make a mistake, God will tell us what is the right way.
所以这个就是这个约柜里面他放的这个石板的意义。
So this is the meaning of the tablets in the ark.
在这里是神的临在，是神跟百姓相会的所在。
And this is where God's spirit abides.
那现在这两个基督伯他是站在那个至圣所里面，他的翅膀底下就是护卫着约柜的。
So in this most holy place,The cherubim's wings are over the ark.
那我们知道，这个基督伯就是在侍奉神的。
And these cherubims are serving God.
在圣经里面，有时候用基路伯，有时候用天使，有时候用撒拉佛来描述神所造的，在他面前侍奉的这个受造物。
Throughout the Bible, we'll see cherubims, seraphims, or angels used as those who serve God.
他们张开翅膀，表示他们是在真的是在工作，准备好的。
With their wings spread out, they are ready to work for God.
如果翅膀收起来，他就在休息啊。
If they bring their wings in, that means they are resting.
你看那个鸟，它如果翅膀张开哈，它就是准备要起飞了嘛哈。
If you see a bird with their wings spread out, that probably means they're about to fly.
那通常都是在飞翔的时候，在工作的时候，它翅膀都张开的。
And when they're working, that is when their wings are spread out.
那现在这个基路伯，它的翅膀张开是十轴啊。
So right now, these cherubims with their wings spread out is 10 cubits long.
很高大的。
It is very large.
那因为在历代志里面，他没有跟我们描述说这个基路伯到底有多高。
In 2 Chronicles, it doesn't actually tell us how tall these cherubims are.
因为基路伯高度不是重点。
Because the height of the cherubims is not important.
他要让我们看到他的翅膀。
It wants to emphasize their wings.
他翅膀他如果张开就是十轴宽的。
With their wings spread out, it is 10 cubits.
那十轴宽以现在来看，差不多就是将近五公尺，四公尺多。
And to convert it to today, it is about 5 meters.
我们如果想象它的那个翅膀的宽度，你就知道说它的高度有多少。
And if we imagine the length of the wings compared to height, it must be.
所以圣经不需要再去特别说它到底多高了。
So the Bible does not need to specify how tall it will be.
那表示说今天在这个神的殿里面，你看这两个基路伯就是在会幕的时候没有的。
So these two cherubims did not exist in the tabernacle.
他要护卫的这个约柜，其实就是要让百姓，就像告诉我们说，今天神的这个约柜，神的律法，他的诫命很重要，我们要愿意去持守它，而且去帮助这个诫命的推动。
So it is telling us and reminding us that the ark and the commandments are very important to us, and we must do our best to keep them.
而且护卫着这个至圣所。
And
就好像至圣所的卫兵一样啊。
Oh, and it is guarding the most holy place.
不适当的人是不可以进去至圣所里面的。
But it is not not allowing people to go in.
只有大祭司一年一度能够进到至圣所里面去。
But the high priest is able to enter once a year.
那这个大祭司他如果没有圣洁，他如果没有符合神的标准，他进去了就死了。
But if the high priest is not holy, if they enter, they will die.
所以在告诉我们说，神是轻慢不得的。
So this means that God is.
词是不可以，你不可以 mock， 你是要很尊重神，照神所指示的一起去做的。
You cannot mock God. You must do according to His will.
所以神说的话要重视。
So everything He says, we must obey.
那这个基路伯是站着的。
So these cherubims are standing.
你就看到说，其实，在圣殿里面，在会幕跟在圣殿里面都一样，他都没有椅子。
So throughout the temple and the holy place, there actually are no seats.
他有桌子，但是他没有椅子。
There are tables, but no seats.
他有灯台，他有香坛，他绝对没有一个东西是可以让祭司或者是侍奉的人坐下来的。
There are tables for a lampstand, but there is nowhere for the priest to sit.
这在说明今天在神的殿里面，你进去的人每一个都要准备好要侍奉的，不是在那边休息的。
So this tells us that everyone who enters the temple of God must be ready to serve.
所以当我们来到神的家的时候，我们是要准备来侍奉。
So when we come to the house of God, we must also be ready to serve.
而且是要愿意来帮助这个神的圣洁能够帮助神的命令被执行。
And we are to be helping the holiness of God.
表示我们要成为真理的守护者。
And we must keep the truth of God.
我们要帮助这个真理在神的殿里面是被尊重而且被推动。
We must ensure that the truth is kept in the house of God.
这两个基督徒他们现在站在至圣所里面。
So these cherubims are standing in the most holy place.
好，那我们现在再看历代志下第三章。
Now let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter
3. 第三章从第十五节以后。
From verse 15 onwards.
哦，对不起，第十四节。
Verse 14.
现在又特别说明，又用蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和细麻织幔子，在其上绣出基督伯来。
14. And he made the veil of blue, purple, crimson, and fine linen, and wove cherubim into it.
那这个幔子就是分隔圣所跟至圣所的幔子，跟在会幕的时代是一样的。
So this veil separates the most holy place and the holy place, which is the same as the tabernacle.
材料它的颜色都一样。
And the materials and the color are the same.
现在这个幔子也一样绣上基督伯。
And this veil also has cherubim woven into it.
所以它这个是在它的门口区隔出圣所跟至圣所的。
So it is at the door and separating the most holy place and holy place.
那其实，在所罗门的圣殿里面，如果我们看列王记上，你会发现，其实圣所跟至圣所之间，所罗门已经另外做了门扇，去把它区隔的。
And if we look in First Kings, we'll see that there is actually a door that Solomon built in between these two rooms.
那个门扇也是包上金子的。
And this door is overlaid in gold.
但是现在一样，在这个圣所跟至圣所之间，还是要挂上这个幔子。
But there is still this veil in between the two rooms.
绣上基督伯。
With cherubim woven in.
一样是在说明这个地方是基督伯在把守的。
And it also means that these cherubims are guarding it.
那让我们看到说，今天在神的殿里面，我们要侍奉神，我们要扮演的角色很清楚。
So, it reminds us that in the house of God, we must have the position of servant.
然后接下来去看第十五节。
Now let's look at verse 15.
在殿前造了两根柱子，高35轴，每柱顶高5轴。
So he made in front of the temple two pillars 35 cubits high, and the capital was 5 cubits.
16节，又造圣所内炼子的样式，做炼子安在柱顶上，又做100个石榴安在炼子上。
16, he made wreaths of chain work as in the inner sanctuary and put them on the top of the pillars, and he made 100 pomegranates and put them on the wreaths of the chain work.
17节，将两根柱子立在殿前，一根在右边，一根在左边。右边的起名叫雅金，左边的起名叫波阿斯。
Then he set up the pillars before the temple, one on the right hand and the other on the left, and he called the name of the one on the right hand Jachin and the name of the one on the left Boaz.
这圣殿前面所罗门他另外做了两根大柱子。
In front of the temple, Solomon built two very large pillars.
那这两根柱子在列王记上的第七章，他描述的比较清楚。
In First Kings chapter 7, it is these pillars are described in more detail.
在列王记上第七章，他说每一根柱子是18轴高。
In First Kings chapter 7, it says each pillar is 18 cubits tall.
那他当然这里他说是35轴高。
But here it says there are 35 cubits.
但这35轴高，因为很有可能就是不然就是两根柱子总高度，不然就是他把那个高度加他的直径，就是从列王记上第七章里面这些数字把它组合起来的，也有可能。
So maybe possible that in Second Chronicles they added the height of the two pillars, or if we look in First Kings and we add up the height and the circumference. And the capital, it will become 35 cubits.
那这两根柱子其实是用铜做的。
So these pillars are made of
bronze. 我们现在看，我们来看一下好了，看一下第列王记上的第七章。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 7.
列王记上第七章。
First Kings chapter 7.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
15.
他制造两根铜柱，每根高18轴，为12轴。
And he cast two pillars of bronze, each one 18 cubits high and 12 cubits, measured the circumference of each.
那他那个柱顶应该是5轴。
And the two capitals were 5 cubits tall.
就是那个是在列王记，我们刚才历代志里面，他就特别说他那个柱顶是5轴高的。
So in Second Chronicles, it also said the capital was 5 cubits.
所以有人这样说了哈，又为什么历代志里面他那个柱子是高35轴？有可能是18轴加12轴，再加上5轴组合起来的全部的高度。
So some people say, in Second Chronicles it says 35 cubits because it's 18 plus 12 plus 5.
那因为整个圣殿的高度是30轴而已，如果35轴高的话，那个柱子是突出了，比那个圣殿的高度更高，所以一般人相信说比较可能的应该就是《列王记上》第七章里面的18轴高。
So the height of the actual temple is only 30 cubits. So that's why most people believe that the height of these pillars should be 18 cubits.
好，那这两根柱子的啊，它有些装饰在列王记上第七章写的比较清楚。
So the design of these two pillars are described in more detail in 1 Kings chapter 7.
那我们今天要看到这两根柱子的特殊，为什么要造这两根柱子？
So we must think about why these two pillars were made.
这是圣殿里面特有的，在会幕的时代没有。
So these are unique to the temple and did not exist in the tabernacle.
这两根柱子其实它的中间是中空的。
These two pillars are hollow inside.
就是它不是实心的，所以它现在这两根柱子它要有一个盖子把它盖起来，因为它中间是空的。
So that is why they have a capital or cap to cover it.
那个柱顶要高五轴把它盖上去。
And so the capital was 5 cubits to.
那这上面其实它有很多装饰的。
And on the pillar there are many decorations.
那现在这两根柱子很高大，那特别取名字，他说左边的叫做波阿斯，右边的叫做亚金。
And these two very large pillars were given names. The one on the left was Boaz, and the one on the right was Jacob.
这两根很高大的柱子在圣殿门口是要做什么？
So why were there these two very large pillars in front of the?
为什么他要特别造这两根柱子？是会幕时代所没有的呢？
What was this purpose in building these two pillars that did not exist in the tabernacle?
这圣殿里面如果以经文的描述，你所看到的在圣殿、圣所跟圣所里面，所有东西基本上都是金子的，都是用金子包裹或者是用金做的。
If we look at the temple in the holy place and the most holy place, everything was covered in gold.
但是在圣殿外面就是用铜做的。
But outside of the temple, they were made of bronze.
所以会看到这两根铜柱，然后还有铜做的洗濯盆。铜做的祭坛。
So there was these two pillars made of bronze and the basin made of bronze.
那让我们知道说这个铜你如果经过把它擦亮之后，你把它熬炼，然后把它擦拭之后，它会变得很亮的，可以当镜子来像以前用铜镜可以看到你自己的影像。
We know for bronze, if we polish and shine it, it can become like a mirror.
所以圣经里面那一般用铜这个材料在说明我们今天像我们的人性一样的。
So in the Bible, when it uses bronze, it is also often comparing it to man.
那这个铜它是有它的特质。如果我们今天读化学，人就会知道说金、银、铜、铁这些材料都有它不同的物理特性。
So if we study chemistry, we know that bronze and gold and other metals are very unique.
那通常铜它是可以被塑造的，所以用铜做的这个高大的柱子它实际上在说明我们今天人是可以被塑造的。
So for bronze, it can be shaped. So it is also saying that man today can be molded and shaped.
这两根柱子要立在圣殿前面做柱石，是一个标志。
And these two pillars in front of the temple are
这很高大。
They're very tall.
那表示说，你从远的地方，你一看到圣殿，你就看到是两根柱子。
Which means that from very far away, you'll be able to see these two pillars.
那这两根柱子上面有雕饰了很多的，像石榴它有很多，也有百合花。
So on these two pillars, it was decorated with many pomegranates and lilies.
你就看到说，其实这在说明这两根柱子就好像今天要建设神的殿的柱石一样。
And these two pillars are establishing the church of God.
我们今天在教会里面最重要其实就是要有神的工人。
In the church today, one of the most important things is to have workers.
就是要侍奉神的这个层面来说，最重要就是要有人愿意侍奉。
In servitude, the most important is to have people to serve.
那这个铜柱两根各给它取的名字。
So these two pillars were given names.
一根起名的时候说波阿斯。
One was named Boaz.
波阿斯的意思就是他是有力量的。
Boaz's meaning is in it is strength.
那这个雅金就是被建立的。
And Jachin means it is established.
啊，就是被建立，所以有一根是被建立起来，一根是得到力量的。
So one pillar is established and one has strength.
那在这个铜柱，它上面它掉了很多的石榴。
On these pillars there are many pomegranates.
其实我们如果看列王记上，你就会发现它一共有400颗石榴。
If we read 1 Kings, we'll see that there is a total of 400
pomegranates. 那柱顶上面，那个柱顶上面最上面它是雕刻的百合花。
And on the top of the pillar, there are lilies carved into it.
那这两根铜柱，那个石榴是从上面一直垂下来的，所以那个整个柱子的周围你都看到石榴。
And these pomegranates are hung from the top to the bottom.
每一根都有200颗的石榴。
So each pillar has 200 pomegranates.
哦，那所以你看到那个这个柱子，就是上面通通都是石榴了啊，结实满满的。
So when you look at the pillar, is basically full of pomegranates.
这个就在说明今天我们在神的殿里面哦，我们需要有真的被神所建立又从神得到力量的这些弟兄姐妹做柱石一样。
So first, this tells us that in the church, we must be established and have strength from the brothers and sisters.
这是要结出果子来荣耀神，而且成为这个圣殿的标志，让人远处就可以看到。
And then, they all must bear fruit so that all can see.
所以，我们今天如果要侍奉神呢，我们要能够像这两根铜柱一样的。
So for us to serve God today, we must be like these two pillars.
就是要能够建立在神的面前。
We must be established in front of God.
那个铜柱哈，你不管冷热哈，你都不会变形的。
These bronze pillars, whether it's hot or cold, it will not change.
啊，你要能够坚守得住啊。
We must be able to endure it.
那而且是它就是一个标志，这个就是神的殿是被建立起来，是被神靠神的力量被建立起来的。
And there are a symbol that shows they were established by God.
也是神的力量在支撑的。
And they are they have the strength from God.
所以今天我们在教会里面要侍奉神，基本上一定是要靠神。
So today when we serve God, we also must rely on.
那要结出果子来，让神得荣耀的。
And then we must bear fruit to glorify the name of God.
哦，所以这两根柱子它就是立在殿前面，它并不是说要支撑这个整个圣殿的结构的。
These two pillars are in front of the temple. They're not holding up the temple.
就是要让我们今天每一个要进入圣殿敬拜的人都看得到，有两根柱子在前面。
So everybody who enters the temple will see these two pillars.
进了圣殿以后，那个柱子或者墙壁你都看不到柱子了。
But after you enter it, you do not see these two pillars.
因为里面的结构，所有的都用松木或者是那个香柏木把它包裹起来了。
Because on the inside, everything is covered.
也看不到石头。